Okay, no super fascinating stories this week to go along with the shaylos. I guess the today's Tamina Halacha show was a pretty entertaining story, but okay, let's start with two shaylos. You tell me which one you would like to talk about. So one of them is as follows. One of them is a pretty sad one, actually. A happily married man was recently diagnosed with testicular cancer. Now, part of the treatment will involve a surgery that will remove one of his testicles, and he's familiar with the Isser in the Torah called an Isser of a Petzua Daka Lava Bekal Hashem, that if a person is a Petzua Daka, they're not allowed to marry a regular Jewish woman. So he was wondering if and why he can remain married to his wife after getting such a surgery that L'chora renders him a Petzua Daka. So he didn't, or a Sris, he didn't want to ask the question, so he asked a friend to ask a friend to ask me the question. So I have no way of tracing back who asked the question. I don't know if it's a secret that he has this this illness, or he was afraid of what the answer would be and he didn't want to be bound to it. But that was the shaylus. That's shayla number one. Shayla number two, after Tamin Halacha Shir today for this medrash, someone came over to me and said that at the Ritz Yom HaKahal that happened on Sunday, show of hands, how many of you were there? Okay, good. It was nice, no? I heard it was beautiful. Right? So, okay, Baruch Hashem. If we keep making beautiful events, then it'll be hard to fit everyone that's going to come into the event. Okay, so he said at the Ritz Yom HaKahal, one of the things that shir assistants were tasked to do, any shir assistants in the room? So one of the things that shir assistants were tasked to do was they were given these little counters, these little handheld devices that count, and they were told that the mashal of Tversky's shir assistant, when people come into Tversky's room, to count the people that are coming into the room, just click off every time someone walks by so that they can know how many people were in each crowd, and I guess they could use that data to better plan for coming years. I said it was like impossible to actually do because people were coming and going and leaving, it was very hard to do it, but that's what they were told to do. And in the email that instructed them to do it, it said in parentheses, don't worry, it's mutter. That's what the email said. So the same fellow that asked me this question, is it mutter? Why is it mutter? He said he was once davening on Shabbos in shul, and in the middle of Shemona Esrei, he could have sworn he heard like a click next to him. He kept hearing a click. And then he realized what was happening was that the guy next to him was counting his Mea Brachos on Shabbos. He wanted to make sure that he hit Mea Brachos, so he had one of these handheld counting devices, and it was click, 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 right, for to make sure that he got his, every time he said Baruch Atah Hashem, to make sure he got his Mea Brachos. So his shaila was about handheld counting devices. Can you use them to count the Jews in Yom HaKahal, and can you use them to count in your Mea Brachos on Shabbos? And he said, you might as well put the two together. What if a rabbi is a big Balgaiva and he wants to know how many people are going to be at a Shabbos HaGadol drasha? So he assigned someone at the door to on Shabbos HaGadol to sit there counting the people that show up to the Shabbos HaGadol drasha. Okay, so those are the shaylos. So again, shaylos number one, staying married after testicular cancer, and shaylos Rachman al Son, and shaylos number two, counting people with using a counting device, whether it be counting people and counting on Shabbos. So all of those on Zoom can vote in the Zoom, and all of those in person can vote in person. So all those who prefer shaila number one, staying married after testicular cancer, show of hands. All those who prefer shaila number two. Okay, a few more for shaila number two in person. Let's see what the Zoom vote turns up. One, two. I need one of those counters. Wow, it's a 7-4 vote in favor of one on Zoom. Does it even out what
no,
we just
have
said?
No,
yeah, right. Okay, the people in person. Okay, fine. So what did we say? So we're going to do shaila number two about how. Okay, so there are really two sugyas here, and they're both pretty straightforward sugyas. One is, what's the Shabbos issue? What's the Shabbos issue? What would be the problem using a counter on Shabbos? Let's say you're not counting people. What's the issue on Shabbos? Muksa, is it Muksa? Okay.
Measuring.
What? Measuring, right? There's an instrument medida on Shabbos. You're not allowed to measure anything on Shabbos. So there's a shaila whether you're allowed to measure time on Shabbos. Right? Because the whole discussion can use like one of those, you ever play a board game that has a sand timer? You know, where you right? So there's a shaila whether you're even allowed to use that. You know, I mean, you're allowed to measure time, perhaps, on Shabbos. So measuring or counting numbers of brachos or numbers of people, you know, something that's, you know, more concrete than time, l'chora should be problematic. So those are the two sugyas: counting people and counting and measuring using a kli that's meant to measure things on Shabbos. Right? Those are the two issues. So let's start with counting people because that's really it was last week's parsha, right? It relates very much to last week's parsha, not to this week's parsha, but that's okay. And it's also very practical, Shaila, because it comes up a lot of times in all sorts of contexts. Where it was spoken about a lot by Poskim was when they started conducting a census in the state of Israel, which essentially is counting Jews, right? So are you allowed to count all the people in the state of Israel? Now, a census is very important information for a government to have to figure out funding for different things, for different programs, to figure out planning, city planning, and things like that. And, you know, in the United States, it helps with drawing congressional districts and things of that nature. So are they allowed to conduct an Israeli census? Or more down to earth and related to us all the time, what if you're not sure if there's a minion of people in the room? So what do? Yeah, you got to count if there's a minion of people in the room. So typically, what's the minug? Right? We take a pasuk that has exactly 10 words. You better not miss a word in the pasuk, right? What? Oh, okay, good. What's the old joke that if you sing the tune to Hoshiya Samecha, where it repeats all the words, so it turns out more? Okay. So the shaila is: are you? What is the issur to count? What is it really a halachic thing that you're not allowed to do that? So in Parshas Kisisa, the pasuk says, "V'nasu ish kofer nafsho bifkod osam." That in order that there not be a plague on the Jewish people, you give kofer nafsho bifkod osam, and then v'lo yanegef bifkod osam, and then there won't be a negef. You have to count using a machsa shekel in an indirect way, not counting people directly. Now, when you got a counter, the l'chora, you're counting the people as they're walking into the room fairly directly. So there are two sugyas in Shas that discuss this. There's a Gemara in Maseches Brachos Daf Samach Beis that talks about David HaMelech, that in Hashem Yisischabi, that if Hashem was Mesis you. So what does it mean? Hashem was Mesis David HaMelech? He he encouraged David HaMelech to do an Avera or caused him to do an Avera? So what does that mean? So I'm like Rosh Baruch Hu David Mesis Karisali, Hare Aniyam you're calling me a mesis? I'm going to be machshil you in something that even young children know about. Pasuk says that you're not allowed to count people without using some item like a machsa shekel or something like that. Miyad vayamot satan al yisrael uksiv vayoses as David b'hem leimor leich menayis yisrael. David counted people. He was going to be nichshol in something that everybody knew about. Rabbeinu Bechai explains that when people are counted as individuals, it's very dangerous, because when you're counted as individuals, then you're going to be judged as individuals also. And one of the great ways for us to avoid bad judgment is to be part of Klal Yisrael. And when we join in with the rest of Knesset Yisrael, so we get judged as a tzibur, and we know that Klal Yisrael always wins in judgment. Klal Yisrael always survives, but no individual has a guarantee to survive. So when we're counted as individuals, it's like we're going to be judged as individuals as well. But anyway, that's one Gemara. The other Gemara is Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says, "Berishona kol mi sharotza litrum es mizbech torin." That it used to be whoever wanted to do the Trumas Hadeshen would just volunteer and go to the Trumas Hadeshen, take out the ashes from the mizbech. And what would happen when there were a lot of people that wanted to do it? They would all run to the Mizbeach, and if two people would tie for first place in the race, so the Mamuna would say, okay, stick out a finger, they would stick out one or two fingers but no thumbs. That's not from the Gemara anymore. So they say, Tana Minyan, so the Gemara says, why do they have to count their fingers? Why not just count them? That you're not allowed to count Klal Yisrael even for a Dvar Mitzvah. Amr Ablozer Kalamonis Yisrael over Belav, and it's a violation of a losasei to count the Bnei Yisrael. So you expect the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk, right? That there's a violation of an Isser to count Bnei Yisrael. What pasuk is the Gemara going to quote? You would imagine it would quote the pasuk from Kisisa, right? Because that's what the pasuk of the Gemara quoted in Mesechus Brachos, that Vloyevem Negev, right? That it's going to quote a pasuk from Kisisa. No, Shenemar, Vahiyah Mispar Bnei Yisrael Kechol Hayom Asher Lo Yimod. That Asher Lo Yimod doesn't mean that they are going to be too doesn't only mean that they're going to be too numerous to count. It means that you're not allowed to count them. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omer, over b'shnei lavin, shnama lo yimod lo yisafer, that they can't be measured or counted. So you can't even count Jewish people for the sake of the mitzvah, and it seems that it's also to count even if you have a pretty good reason to do so, because in the Beis Midrash had a good reason to do so. So this is a discussion we've shown him. What mistake exactly David HaMelech made when he did the census, and what we can learn from that mistake. The Ramban has like three different shittos in different places in Shemos Perek Lamed, and then in Bamidbar he has one in Shemos Perek Lamed, and then in Bamidbar he has two other shittos. In the Shemos Perek Lamed he says David made two mistakes. First of all, he thought that the Isra of counting the Jewish people was only so long as they were in the Midbar, and that's not true. And second of all, he counted directly. So what we learn from there is the Isra still applies even when we're not in the Midbar, and that you're not allowed to count directly, even if you have to, for whatever reason, you have to count the Jewish people. The Ramban in Bamidbar said that David, no, he didn't count directly. He used shards of pottery, but there was no purpose in counting at that time other than to feed his own ego about how many people there are. And if there's no toelis in it, even if you're using an emtsai, even al yidei dover acher, it's not going to be mutter. Then the Ramban further says in Bamidbar that even with the shkalim, you only count people past the age of 20. Even using another item, you're not allowed to count people who are under the age of 20. Even using something else. Chasam Sofer thought that if you can get an accurate count using something else, then even using something else is problematic. Chasam Sofer thought that the idea of using shards of pottery was that the number is memele going to end up imprecise, that it's not going to give you an accurate count. So it needs to be for a good reason, and according to Chasam Sofer, it also needs to be somewhat imprecise. It needs to be not an exact counting. So there is a whole discussion about the census, which we'll get to later. Rav Asher Weiss has a very interesting piece on counting people. And one of the things he discusses is why it is that none of the Monei Mitzvahs count the Yisr. None of them count the Yisr to count Jews. Meaning, the Gemara says it's a losasei. So why isn't it in any of the Monei Mitzvahs? So he suggests that three possibilities. The Chuvus Pnei Mevini writes, because it's not a mitzvah, it's a Midas Chasidus. Whoa, that will change everything. The whole discussion is only Midas Chasidus, it's not a mitzvah. So Rav Asher says, yes, the Pnei Mevini writes that, but no, I don't accept it. Meaning it's hard to accept that, because after all, the Gemara says, Kalamona es Yisrael over Belav. That is not Lashon of Midas Chasidus. Furthermore, the Ram Min Chasmin Musaf in Parag Dalet Alach Dalet writes, V'lam Amon HaMinyin Sheskimu Olav Hetzpol Shotzi V'lo Yamon Al Anosh Ma'atzmon L'fisha Osur Limnos Es Yisrael. The Ram says, why in the Swedish are they counting fingers? They're not counting people, because it's Osur to count people. Does not sound like a Midas Chasidus. Second approach, why is it not in the Monei Mitzvos? In the Chuvus Chavis Yoyos in Mites, he says that it's not in Issa Doraisa, it's only Midivrei Kabbalah. And in Monei Mitzvos, they only count Yisurim Doraisa. And that's what the Chidah writes in one of his Sfarim as well. And that's what Yeruchim Fishel Perlau in his commentary to Sefer Mitzvos Rosad Yagon also writes. The Raya to that would be the Gemara Numa, because the Gemara Numa quotes Psukim Midivrei Kabbalah, not Psukim in the Torah. However, the problem with that is the Gemara in Brachos, because Gemara Brachos does quote Psukim in the Torah. A third approach is in the Sefer Divrei Emes, where he writes that the Isser is like a lava ba mechal aseh, because it's really a mitzvah aseh of Nesinas Machzah Shekel. So the lava b'mechlala say is once you have mitzvah machzor shekel, that's the only way to count. So you're not allowed to count any other way other than using the machzor shekel. Machzor shekel had two roles, right? Machzor shekel was used for counting the Jewish people. Machzor shekel, as the Chumash describes, was also used for collecting the communal funds that they would use for the Karbanos HaTzibur, right? The Yisr, Shir Le'Yarbeva, Adal Le'Yamit, right? That no one's allowed to give more or less. Rav Shachtovim points out, that doesn't mean that no one's ever allowed to give more or less than Machzor Shekel. When they needed more money for the Karbanos HaTzibur, sometimes they would make it a 2 shekel, tax that everybody had to give. But it's Hashir Le'Yarbeva, Adal Le'Yamit. Whatever the number was that year, everyone just had to give the same amount, right? But when they did the census, when they did the counting, it was a machzor shekel. So if it's a lava b'mechlal, say so. It's a technicality that it doesn't make it to the minyan mitzvos, but it is certainly a halacha. Now, in order to understand the halacha, it's important to understand: is this a result oriented halacha, or is this an action oriented halacha? Meaning, is the problem that in the end of the day we're going to know the number of people, or is the problem that you're not allowed to do the maisa of counting the number of people? By the mitzvos of sfira that we have in the Torah, like sfira sa'omer, sfira shmita and v'yovel, sfira shivanakiyim, l'chora, the point is to count towards something, that the numbers of the days, the years should be counted, and we therefore have a clear count of it. So when it comes to the Isra to count the Jewish people, is it the etzem maisa of counting that the Torah asks, or the totsa'a that we have an exact counting? Nafkaminas would be, is there an iser when you are not going to be able to do an accurate count? So you'll do all the actions, like a census is never perfect, right? So you'll do all the actions, or the guy clicking at the door, but there's a mob coming in, everyone's rushing in at the same time. So he's trying, right? Like the Gemara describes when you're doing Meiser Behema, right? That you the Mishnayos describe, where you open up the pen a little bit and it's supposed to come out one at a time. So you count 1, 2, 3, 4, and then a bunch of animals just jump out at a time. You know, 8, 10, 9, 10, 11, right? And then you end up with 3 Meiser Behema animals, right? So you have something like that, where it's very hard to get an accurate count. That would be one nafkamin. Another nafkamin is if a nachri is willing to count Bnei Yisrael, is there an iser in the osa, where a guy doesn't have such an iser, in the iser in the totsa'a? So Rav Asher Weiss suggests that, he says, Netiyas Alev would tell me that the point is just that we shouldn't be counted, that we shouldn't have exact numbers. However, you see from the Gemara in Yuma that that's not what it's about, because the Gemara in Yuma, we knew exactly how many people were there, and we were just counting, to raffle off whatever. Meaning, it was the Maisa that was the Isser. So it could be that there are two Isserim, that there's the Maisa minion that's Asser, and there's the Adiyas Hamispar that comes with it, the Sakana of Magefa and Ayin Hara, and what Rabbeinu Bechai spoke about, meaning that if everyone got counted, and we now have everyone stands on their own, that could be more of the Ayin Hara type, because the Gemara in Brachos talks about David, and we use the Pasuk Lo Yebem Negev. That's because over there it's a counting to know the number of the Jewish people. So that's Ayin Hara, and therefore it doesn't say in Isser, it says Sakonas Negev, it's Sakana of a plague if you do that. That's one Gemara. But the Sugya in Yuma is where you don't really need to know the number. It's just about doing the Maisa. So there's nothing about a plague in the Gemara in Yuma, and it's different psukim, midivrei Kabbalah. So says Rav Asher Weiss, it's Tzveidin, right? Sometimes, and you ask, why do I have two Gemaras that quote two sets of psukim about what seems like the same halacha? So you don't need to be the world's biggest brisker to realize that if there are two Gemaras with two sets of psukim that describe two different totsaos, that probably you have Tzveidin. And that's what Rav Asher Weiss suggests. La halacha, Magen Avraham writes in Orchaim Sim Kuflun Vav, Sivkat and Beis. What's in Kuflun Vav? What is it? Why would it appear in Sim Kuflun Vav in Orchaim? Where would you expect the Yisra of counting the Jewish people to appear? So Kuflun Vav is where the Magen Avraham has his list of things that the Shulchan Aruch forgot to mentioned. All the Yisurim that and mitzvos that that exist, that the Shulchan Aruch, it's in the siman where he talks about, like, when davening's over, now you go out into the world. So he says, by the way, when you go out into the world, you have to remember you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, even though the Shulchan Aruch forgot to mention that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. You need a mechitza in shul, even though the Shulchan Aruch forgot to mention that you need a mechitza. Like, there are, like, some big halachos that that are not mentioned anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. There's a little kuntrus that someone put out about 100 years ago called Shichchas HaOmer, except HaOmer with an aleph, not with an ayin, right? So it was a cute. So it was all, and it's a contrast of the halachos that the Rambam, the Rif, and the Shulchan Aruch forgot to mention. It's things that are halachos that are ferish gemaros without any cholik, and for some reason the Rambam, the Rif, and the Shulchan Aruch, or sometimes not all three of them, forgot to mention. So this is so a lot of it is based on that Magen Avraham and Simchat Nevuah. So anyway, the Magen Avraham writes that it's asur l'mnos Yisrael afilu enu mechavin l'mnos rak lahatil goral afilu dvar mitzvah el motzin esmotzeim umonin esmotzeim. Now, you're not allowed to count people. You got to count their fingers. You're not allowed to count. You're not allowed to count the people. So there are a number of examples, like we said, but it seems that when it comes to a minyan, so the Pri Chodesh writes that even though it's a Dvar Mitzvah, it's Aser to count Jews, and the Kaf HaChaim writes that you could do it by Habatas HaAyin, just not Bepeh. Meaning, you look around the shul and you do it like that without and don't start pointing when you do it, because then it's not just b'machshava. That's how the Kav Chaim writes. So, but the minhag in Kol Tefutzos Yisrael is that we count 10 people with Hoshiyas Amecha, right? And that's what the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch writes. There's no like early makar for that, but that seems to be the minhag Yisrael. I mean, the earliest makar I think is the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. The Rashi is quoted as saying that Vanibrov Chaschav Vesecha, that there's another pasuk with 10, to use some other pasuk. Okay, in the end of the day, I don't know what the heter was. Meaning, if you're standing at the Yom HaKal and you're counting the people that are walking in. Okay, but I'm saying, I'm curious if the email said, "Don't worry, it's mutter." It means they probably asked for shechter, right? I can't imagine like someone from the office staff took it upon themselves to say that it's mutter and put it out there in an email to all the shir assistants, right? So I would imagine that they asked for shechter. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending how you look at it, Rav Shechter's in Eretz Yisrael right now, and I'm not willing to bother him to ask him, about that, about that conversation. So maybe when he gives Zoom shir next week, you could hack him. What about on Shabbos? What about measuring the number of brachos that you say on Shabbos? So where does the issue of measuring on Shabbos come from? So the last Gemara in all of Maseches Shabbos, Taf Kufin and Zayin Amud Beis, says Ula ikla leberish kalusa chazia l'rab baravuna diyosef ba'avna demaya v'kamashachle. Ula went to the Reish Kalusa. He saw Rab Baravuna sitting on Shabbos in a tub of water, and he was measuring the tub of water. So Ula challenged Rabbi. He said, "The Rabbanan only allow measuring for a mitzvah. What are you doing? You're measuring a tub of water. They don't allow medida she'ena shel mitzvah. And clearly, you weren't measuring the water for the sake of tevila, because it was in a kli. So you can't be tovel in a kli. And it's my shuv, and it's not going to work." So the Gemara concludes, "Amalei misasek bi alma ana." The Rabbi said, "I wasn't measuring for any particular need, and there is therefore no iser." What? I mean, just because it's not for a need, there's no iser? So the Marsha explains that the word misasik over here, first of all, is not the same as it is in the rest of Shas. Normally it means you tried to do a dvar heter and you came up with a dvar iser. You thought that the vegetable on the ground was no longer attached to the ground, so you tried to pick it up. You didn't realize that it was even attached to the ground, and it turned out that you were totally shit. But over here, it just means that he had no need to measure at all. So why would a holy Amora be doing something that is completely useless to him? And also, where do we ever find that doing Melech HaShabbos for no particular purpose becomes mutter, right? You go in and see someone, making an omelet, and you say, why are you being mevashal on Shabbos? You're not allowed to do that. I'm not really hungry. Okay, but it doesn't mean that you're allowed to, just because misasik b'alma, what kind of thing? So as far as why he was, meaning, both questions are strong, right? Meaning the first question, Why would you be doing something useless? You're one of the Halakha Amoraim. You shouldn't be wasting your time just counting the, you know, it's like standing outside in a rainstorm trying to count the raindrops. Why? Why? What do you need to know this for? So Ben Yoyad explains that he was cooling himself off on a hot day, but since he was bathing and he was undressed, it was asur for him to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah. So he had to distract his mind from being Mahar B'Divrei Torah, and he did that by engaging in meaningless calculations. Meaning this was his version of reading Malcolm Gladwell books in the bathroom, right? Meaning like, He had to distract his mind by thinking about other things because he couldn't, which is a chiddush. It's a chiddush, first of all, that you're not allowed to be mahar b'divrei Torah just because he's not wearing any clothing. Is that so pasha? Someone once asked me, a guy told me he likes to go swimming with bathing trunks, you know, the bathing suit on, but he wanted to know if he's allowed to listen to Shiram on waterproof earbuds while he's swimming. So that for sure okay, right? But Rabbi Willig told my Talmidim from Camp Keli a few summers ago when we went to visit Rabbi Willig in Camp Morasha, Rabbi Willig said the guys asked something about listening to music while they're in the shower. He said, you can listen to Shiurim while you're in the shower. What? He said, yeah, Rav Vadia has a tshuva like this in Yechav Das, that a woman told him she has no time to ever learn anything, and the only peace of mind she ever has is like the 5 minutes that she's in the shower on Erev Shabbos. Can she listen to Shiurim while she's in the shower? And yes, Rav Vadia says yes, and you're allowed to. So apparently, being Mahar B'Divrei Torah, that's against this Ben Yoyada, who says that you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah when you're bathing, when you're sitting in a bathtub, when you're unclothed. It was funny. I was at a rabbinic retreat a couple of weeks ago, and someone came over, one of the rabbanim came over to me, and he said, do you know if some like why you psak that you're allowed to listen to a shir while in the shower? He said, yeah, sometimes, yeah, that's the way things get changed. So he said that a guy told one of the student in the school that I teach at, when one of the rebbeim told him that he's not allowed to do that, I guess he had told his rebbe that, yeah, I was chazering shir while I was in the shower. So his rebbe told him he wasn't allowed to do that. He said, yes, you are. The why you Rosh Yeshiva say you are allowed to. I said, well, actually, Rav Mordechai Willig told us that we're allowed to. Anyway, where do we ever find that doing a Malach Shabbos Rav to purpose becomes mutter? So the Stipler in the Kilis Yaakov HaChadosh Mesimin on Zayin explains that if you assume Medida is prohibited based on Mimso Cheftzucha, and we darshin cheftzucha asurim, cheftzei shamayim mutarim, something that has no purpose at all is also not cheftzucha. I mean, maybe that's the idea, that if it's that makes it mutter, because it's simply, it's not cheftzei shamayim, but it's also not cheftzucha. Now, when it comes to the issur of medida on Shabbos, cheftzei shamayim are mutter, right? Meaning if it's a medida shal mitzvah, is going to be mutter. The Gemara is explicit that medida de mitzvah is mutter. It just doesn't explain why that's the case. That would include measuring the volume of a mikvah, because the Gemara said, if it was about measuring the volume of a mikvah, I would have no problem with what you're doing. Or measuring a beget to see if it has shir kabbalas tumah. So according to Tosos writes that the issur of medida is because of uvdu dechol, that it's a weekday activity. So they were matir, according to Tosas, that it's based on uvdu dechol. So it must be that they were matir from Adidas mitzvah. In fact, the Magen Avraham in Shin Vav Sivkat and Tazayin says that medida l'tzorach mitzvah is mutter because the entire issur of measuring is only because of uvdu dechol. So when you do l'tzorach mitzvah, it's not uvdu dechol. Uvdu dechol means something that's mundane in nature. When you're doing something that's l'shem mitzvah, that's not mundane, and that's quoted by the Mishnah Brura. The Alf Gavdel Huter Shvus Afiud Makom Mitzvah Shiny Medida Deloavi Iser Kol Kach. It's such a lashon of the Mishnah Brura. This isn't like one of the big averos. You know, this is like a little avera. So when it's Letzorach Mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. Mishum Davi Kuv De Duchal Loch Yishari B'Makom Mitzvah. According to the Rambam holds it's based on Mitzvah Cheftzcha. So it could be measuring for a mitzvah. Well, it's clear measuring for a mitzvah would be called Cheftzei Shamayim. In fact, the Sma in Chosh Mishma writes that explicitly. The Ritva says that Medidas Mitzvah is only mutter for the sake of Shabbos. So even though Chafzei Shemayim are Mutri, even when not for the sake of Shabbos, like Cheshbonos Mitzvah, over here you're not just calculating and talking, but you're physically measuring. Meaning the Gemara in Ksuba says that you're allowed to do Cheshbonos Mitzvah Mutu L'Chashbein B'Shabbos. You're allowed to do Cheshbonos Mitzvah on Shabbos, even when it's not about Shabbos. You know, it's about Hachnas Haskala, it's about Lame Tinokos, right? Whatever you sing in the Shabbos meal. It's about all those things, but it's not about Shabbos. That's Mutter, that's because it's only Cheshbonos. But when you're actually doing the physical counting, that has to be not only Litzorach Mitzvah, but Litzorach Shabbos also. L'chora, the guy counting is Mei Brachos. It's Litzorach Shabbos, and it's Litzorach Mitzvah. He probably has an OCD issue. Meaning that's not a typical behavior, right? So probably that's something that, you know, depending how obsessive he is about it, might be a problem for him, just for his own well-being. But technically, l'chora, that would be mutter. For the Balgaiva rabbi, he wants to count all the people in his Shabbos HaGadol drasha, that's a problem. There's no tzoruch mitzvah in doing that, there's no tzoruch Shabbos in doing that, there's no tzoruch anything in doing that. L'chora, that would be a problem. But okay, so I left you with homework. You got to find out why it was mutter for... maybe they were counting yarmulkes? What did they do at the women's program? Sheitels? Was everyone wearing a sheitel? I don't know. Okay, so give you some homework. All right, have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody.
I heard that the reason they were counting was to make sure that there was like enough people at all the shiurim. At some point, they would, I don't know, that changed anything.
To move people around for a couple of
rounds. Close the door, like this one's called. So yeah, I'm going to go to this one, so Shane, I'm like five people. But I don't know if that changed anything.
Okay, I don't know.
Definitely not sure assistance. I can't confirm.
okay. Is it?